بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, somebody sent me this lovely little story about this elderly lady who was on a bus, and at one stop a younger woman got in and she was loaded with bags. And she came and plonked herself down next to this elderly woman on the same seat, and the bags hit the elderly woman. This young woman didn't say anything. She didn't apologize or anything like that. She didn't say she was sorry. She just sat there, but the elderly lady did not react. She didn't say anything. She didn't glare at the person or say, you know, nothing, no reaction. So after a little while, this other woman must have felt bad or, you know, something pricked her conscience. So she turned to this lady and she said, "I'm sorry that I hit you with the bag. But why didn't you say anything? I mean, you just didn't react." So this elderly lady smiled at her and she said, "I'm getting off at the next stop. What does it matter? You know, I'm not going to waste my time engaging with you on this matter because it really doesn't matter. I mean, I'm getting off at the next stop." The point I want to make for you and myself is that, see, that incidents happen. Things happen to us in this life. We have no control over them. Who comes and plonks themselves on the seat next to ours and whose bag will hit us or not, we have no control over that, figuratively speaking. But we do have control over what we want to do with that incident, how we want to respond to that or react. And from this incident, we learn that if we remember this one thing, which is, I'm getting off at the next stop, then life becomes very easy. It becomes very easy for us to ignore things which are unessential, things which are basically, they add no value, they are worthless, and engaging yourself with them only aggravates, only spoils your own happiness, only spoils your own equanimity and equilibrium for no purpose, for no gain. I mean, by doing that, by allowing your peace of mind to be disturbed, you don't gain anything. You just buy some anger, you buy some ill feeling. Whereas if you do not react, then you don't get into this mess. But brothers and sisters, this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it to us as a test. And I think that is a very critical thing to remember and continuously remind ourselves. The mistake we make, all of us, may Allah protect us from ourselves, is of treating this life in two wrong ways. One, as if we will be here forever. And two, as if we are getting reward in this life itself. Both are wrong. We are not going to be here forever, number one. Number two, we are not getting a reward for anything in this life itself. Everything in this life is a test. Every single thing is a test. Goodness is a test. Evil is a test. Wealth is a test. Health is a test. Any kind of thing that is happening to us is a test. And how we deal with that test will show whether we succeed or fail. So that is the reason why we must keep this in mind and not allow ourselves to be distracted. As Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah said, and this quote, I don't know how many times I've mentioned it, I keep reminding myself and I remind you also. He said, "This life is an instant, let it be an instant of obedience." So if we treat our life like that, if we treat our life as something which is temporary, which is what it is, then our life is, it is possible to live this life with great peace and dignity and harmony. Anything that comes, we say, "Alhamdulillah, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu." Anything that is lost, we say Alhamdulillah, because if you didn't get it, then it wasn't meant for you. If you had it and then you lost it, then you had it for as long as Allah wanted you to have it. And you lost it when it was time for the thing to go. Now, we tend to think of things without this framework. We tend to think of something we have as, this is mine forever, whatever forever means. Because if you are living in a world, in a life which itself is not forever, how can something I have be forever? It cannot be. So it means it has come for a specific time. Now, something may have come for the entire duration of your life. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep all His ni'mat and all His blessings for us, da'imi, permanent, meaning until we live in this world. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us in a state till the end where we are not dependent on anybody for anything. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without partners, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide us from His majesty and grace, from His strength and power, from His treasures directly, without any intermediaries and without anybody in between to take or not to take or give or not to give. We ask Allah not to keep us or not to put us in the power or put us in control of anybody else. We ask Allah to give us directly. Having said that, and inshallah, we ask Allah to accept this dua. The fact remains that whatever we have, whether it's our health, it's our wealth, it's our children, spouses, families, everyone has come with their own specific timeline. They have come with their own spans, lifespans, time spans. And when that time span ends, they will leave. Right? The example of, this is an example that is given to so many people. Alhamdulillah, it's such a good example of people coming into a train compartment. In those of you who are probably my age or older, and we used to travel in India in those days in trains, times have changed so tremendously, and a lot of that change is not even nice. But anyway, we can't help that. But those of my age, when we used to travel in trains in our youth and in our childhood, it was a very, very nice way of travel, because people came in, and whoever came into your compartment, you know, within like 10 minutes, they became your best friend, and they were digging into their bags and into their pouches and into their different carriers and pulling out all kinds of goodies to eat, and they would share it with you. And you know, if you, whatever you had, you would share it with them, and we would tell each other great stories and whatnot, and promise never to part again, and promise to be lifelong friends, and so on and so forth. And the next station, they would get off, and for the most part, you would realize, and you would suddenly remember that you didn't even take their name or contact number. So where is the question of being in touch? And even if you did take their name and number, I don't know how many people actually kept in touch with those they met in the train during the journey. But you know, and I know how we felt during that time, that when this friend was with us on the train, we thought that, oh my God, this is such a wonderful person. And you know, how did I ever live my life without this person? How will I live my life without this person going forward? I'm just exaggerating a little bit to make the point. But I'm saying that the fact remains that no matter how much that person loved you, no matter how much you loved that person, when their station comes, they get off. When your station comes, you get off. You don't say, well, I just changed my mind, I'm going to continue this journey and get off at your station. No, it doesn't work like that. When your station comes, you get off. And when their station comes, they get off. And this is the point to remember always, that this life is temporary. And alhamdulillah, wal baqiyatu salihat, what remains is the good deeds that we do. And so therefore, focus on those, focus on our actions, focus on the effect of the actions. And focus on pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the intention with which we do the actions. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept them and to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.